Yeah, it's still a major contribution, and during the course of last year we were somewhat worried because this programme, which was initiated in 1994 after the announcement of the cessation of violence, continued into piece 1, 2 and 3. However, we're extremely pleased towards the end of last year when the multi-annual financial framework was being agreed that Europe have now invested about 130 million, about 20 million coming from the Irish Exchequer and 50 million coming from the UK.
To be a little parochial about this, I mean, Donegal groups and initiatives should be able to benefit from it.
There's no question about it. The Donegal has benefited greatly from the peace process, and that's thanks to the all of the local and voluntary organisations who can take full advantage of this. Now, this 200 million programme, a draft programme, will go before both governments over the next few weeks, and then there will be public consultation, and that's extremely important because that's the whole purpose of this. It's a bottom-up approach. Those who have an interest in this programme will be able to submit their views and hopefully have them incorporated into the final programme.
Do you believe it's a programme that has yielded results worth 1.5 billion euro?
I believe it has. 1994, when the cessation of violence was announced, Jack Delors, who was president of the Commission at that time, said that Europe would respond in a positive and practical way. And within a very short time, Wolf Mathias, who was the Regional Development Commissioner, was responsible for this. And I attended the launch of it in Belfast in 1995. And over the years, I think it's to be seen very clearly the benefits of the peace programme, bringing both sides together and on both sides of the border.